Welcome to True Future, a podcast about getting ahead by getting out of your head. Literally.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hope you're having a great week.
Yeah.
This is Kai Clay and my daughter,
Sarah Clay.
That's right. Founders of Spiritual Mind Center in New York. You're listening to True Future Podcast, the show that brings you family-friendly wisdom, empowerment, metaphysical path to spiritual growth, and success both in real time and from the eternal. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hope you're having a great week.
Yeah.
We sure are, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We have been busy and also really enjoying ourselves. Being outside, right? Going to the lake and looking at all the animals and feeding them. That's always fun, right?
Yeah.
This is the time of year where we often get to see new babies, don't we?
Yes.
We do, don't we? There's new deer with babies. There's new chipmunks with babies. There's lots of squirrels and birds, too, isn't there?
And baby ducks.
That's right. That is right. So we're headed to the zoo soon, I'm sure. Maybe some of you guys are as well. So what is it that you and Balon are going to talk about this week?
We're talking about dreams.
Hey, that's a good area to talk about, isn't it? We hear about dreams all the time, don't we?
Yes.
We're always getting emails from our listeners. We hear from our friends and even some of the people that come to see Balon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think dreams are so important?
I don't know.
You don't know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people don't know. And I know how they feel because sometimes I have crazy dreams, right? Where you're doing something that doesn't make any sense, or you're in a place that you haven't seen for a long time, or even sometimes in a dream, you get to talk with somebody that may no longer be around, right?
Yeah.
It's a very interesting and very fun topic. So hopefully you guys enjoy the show. I know we always enjoy recording them for you. And
we will see you at the end.
That is right. How are you?
I am good.
We are happy to hear you are good. How may we help?
I have a question.
We always enjoy your questions.
My question is, what is a dream?
You are asking about one of the major things that happens while you are participating in the time you are incarnated here. Do you enjoy your dreams?
Yes.
We can see that you do. Do you always remember your dreams?
No.
Do you know why?
No.
When you are asleep, you often are able to explore other realms. Did you know that? So in your dreams, you go to places in your energy field that can be of great assistance to your particular purpose. Did you know this?
No.
We are happy to talk through some of the memories you have and the memories of your friends and the listeners who have asked these questions. We can see that the opportunity to explore what you would call a spiritual realm is often prescribed in your dreams. And while this may seem mysterious or confusing or sometimes even a bit awkward, in your waking moments after a dream, please understand that these are always for your benefit. Even a dream that gives you a feeling of uncomfortableness because it opened a subject of inquiry that you may not be always open to, understand that these dreams are there for you to either increase your ability to engage with your own energy or to cause a frequency to emit from you to the others that are around. We will give you an example. When you have a dream that is one of creativity, did you know this is an encouragement from your spiritual guides? Ha! Did you know that a dream can be something that can sustain you for many, many days and sometimes often years, especially when that dream involves one who is loved who may not be with you any longer? There is this opportunity for them to communicate with you because your consciousness has been quieted. That active mind that most of you are engaged with all day long can be set to a pause mode in a dream. Ha ha ha, when you are asleep. Do you understand?
Yes.
So there is a relaxation and there is an opening that can create the opportunity to begin a conversation. And did you know you can guide your own dreams? You can, before sleep or even during the day, you can make a request. You can log an order like a restaurant for what it is you wish to experience in that relaxed state of sleep where your dreams can come. And if you so choose, you may make this a very rich and very dynamic part of your own experience. We have seen a question from one of your listeners that asks precisely the best method to make this happen. Ha ha. Anybody see God but the Gopa? We are looking at how a dream can be created to be of assistance for learning and education and growth. Ah, you want to ask a question?
Yes. My question is, what can you learn from your dream?
Ooh. The learning available is almost infinite in the dimension. Do you know why?
Why?
Because when you are in a relaxed state, you are closer to your essential energy and the conscious calculations and what we hear as the clickety-clack of your minds is much quieter. So this allows there to be a new energy encircling your awareness that can be brought forward. It is often similar to how your father and we work together. Your father is in a dream state now. You understand?
Yes.
Your father dreams so we may speak. You may dream so you may experience other opportunities for growth or to enjoy experiences that are not burdened by the typical constraints of space and time in your physical form, in your realm. You understand?
Yes.
In your dream, you may fly. In your dream, you may jump 10 million miles. In your dreams, you may visit with one who is on the other side of your realm, so that these limitations that normally would seem almost impossible to overcome because you are governed by your physical senses, in your dreams, you are now opened to the energy from all of your own portals, all of your own experiences in other dimensions, and you are also open to the energies that can be brought forward by those in the spirit side of things, as you say, that wish to help or advise. Do you understand?
Yes.
You and your listeners may always have the opportunity to guide, and here is how. When you are beginning to consider how to expand your consciousness through activities like meditation or even through exercise or other spiritual practices, remember, you may choose to include your dreams, for this is almost half or at least one third of your hours in each period you call a day. So imagine going to the gym for the entire time you would normally sleep and working on your physical strength. Just imagine if you do the same in your dreams, where during the time you sleep, you have opened yourself to engage in learning and development and growth. That would be quite something, wouldn't it? Ha! And even for kids like you and your friends, you may also do the same thing, and you can increase the amount of fun you would experience in your dream. Ha! What do you think of that?
I think of that as great.
Hi, this is Kai Clay. Thank you for listening to our episode. We're excited to share the answers that Sarah asked Bahlon this week from our listeners. If you're listening to this and you hear Sarah or Bahlon speaking in light language, the language of light from the cosmos, and it's something that's new to you and you'd like to learn more, please go back to episode 1 or episode 2, where we spend a significant amount of time talking about light language. We're aware this is new for some of you. While it may be interesting, you may have questions, but we don't want to always just explain the same thing in every episode. Thank you again for listening. Please subscribe. Please let us know what you think. And go to our website, spiritualmindcenter.com, where you'll have access to all of our content, to our regular blog posts, to Sarah's lessons in light language for kids, and of course, please tune in every week. Thank you. We are continuing with your dreams, for we can see that you have a very active dream life, our dear, and that while you don't always remember them, there is a reason, which we would like to describe, and that is that during your waking hours, because you often sense other energies, this is why your dreams are closer to your own waking moments. Do you understand?
Yes.
So we can share both with you and your family and your listeners that if you find frustration with your dreams, where you wish to have a vibrant and active dream life or to travel or to do other activities like astral journeys, however you find frustration, then this is an indicator that your daily conscious life is closer to that of a dream state than you may realize. And we mean this with the most encouragement possible. For if you are one who has a strong engagement with energy and you are sensitive and you are empathic and you carry these kinds of open opportunities with you during the course of your days, then the necessity for a deeper journey in your dreams simply may not be as important to you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Instead, your sleeping hours can be used for deep relaxation and to recharge your own energy in a manner that doesn't require extra experiences, for you have already satisfied your individual quota for the day. Do you understand?
Yes.
So if any of your listeners wish to explore their own dreams, if they wish to consider the truth that comes forward, or to understand why they don't necessarily dream actively, to bring forward your questions to us, and we are happy to answer them, for we know that this is one of the most important parts of your experience while you are in your physical form. Understand, none of your dreams are ever forgotten. None of the experiences, even one millisecond, are ever forgotten. All are unfolded within your own experiences, which are eternal. So you will have access no matter what, even if you may have to wait a little while. Ha! That is how a dream can be of value. That is how your sleeping moments can offer the opportunity for growth. That is how we may also sometimes show up and do a little dance with your father. Ha ha ha. You understand?
Yes.
Ha. We are always happy to speak with you about dreams, and we are always happy to be part of your energy.
At this point in the show, we'd like you to engage directly with us in a short guided meditation where Sarah and Bahlon will speak in light language designed to bring peace and meditation and focus to you while you listen. Did you know that light language is also known as language of the angels? It is said to remove energy blockages. And although it is recorded, the energy is still the same. So close your eyes. Relax, put yourself in a place however you feel best. For the next couple minutes, we will take you on a journey to the highest place we can bring through light language.
Mira cómo le sale Ganesha, no es una como de Ganesha, no como de Gamera que le sa. Mira Carmen San, que no su madre, que no su madre, que no como de que no su madre, que no su madre, que no como de esa noca. A no es una como de que no su madre, que. Marcena como de que no como. A le que no su madre, como de que no cale, que no su madre, como de que. Nash, Nicholas, and the Carnation, and the Summer, 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 and
皆さん、皆さんのこまれけ、なりけのそまねけのそまれけのこまれそのこまれけのこまれそのこまれけ、なりけのそまれけのこまれそのこまれけのそまれけ、なりそのこまれけのそのこまれけのこまれけのこまれせ、なりそのこまれけのこまれせのこまれそのこまれけのそ、なりけのそ。
Thanks for joining us this week on True Future. Make sure to visit our website, spiritualmindcenter.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or via RSS, so you'll never miss a show. If you like this show, you might want to check out our new book, Stepping Aside, Getting Out of Your Own Way to Reach Your Full Potential. It's basically the story of my interspersed with wisdom chapters directly from Bahlon.
Balloon is available for private coaching sessions with my dad. Just go to our website and a calendar is easy to book. Our kids can join their family light circle, or I will do weekly lessons in light language and other cool topics. Just the kids like me.
Ha ha ha!